Well, Typhoon Haiyan, now believed to have killed as many as 10,000 people in one Philippine city alone after one of the worst storms ever recorded, unleashed ferocious winds and giant waves that washed away homes and schools. Last year, we saw Superstorm Sandy. So are we seeing a pattern? Here to talk about it, Paul Douglas, a meteorologist who speaks and writes about severe weather trends and climate change. Thanks so much for being with us, Paul.
It's good to be with you, Lori. Good afternoon.
Well, so this was the biggest storm ever to hit land, just a fluke, or is there more to it?
Well, we are seeing a disturbing trend. The central pressure estimated by a satellite is 858 millibars, which is a little over 25 inches of mercury before it hit the Philippines. Usually, the barometer on the wall is closer to 30 inches of mercury, so this really was an unprecedented storm. And we're not necessarily seeing an increase in the number of hurricanes or typhoons, but the ones that do spin up tend to often be more severe, more extreme, especially in the Western Pacific. And that is consistent with climate theory, with a lot of the research that's going on right now. Not more hurricanes, but when they do spin up, a better chance they'll become Category 4s or even Category 5s. I have to tell you, many of the colleagues in my industry, meteorologists and climate scientists I know, are talking privately about the need to expand the Saffir-Simpson scale beyond 5. There is
What's that for folks out there that don't know what you're talking about?
It's a little like the Fujita scale for measuring the destructive power of tornadoes, which goes from 0 to 5. The Saffir-Simpson scale is for measuring the impact of hurricanes. Today, it goes from 1 to 5. You could make an argument that Haiyan was a Category 6. Now, today there is no such thing as a Category 6, but if you just extended the scale, you could make a very compelling argument. The whole rationale, Lori, is that, well, if you have a Category 5, everything's going to be destroyed. No need to take it up another notch. But I have to tell you that this has a lot of PhDs, people far smarter than me, shaking their heads in wonder, wondering out loud if maybe we do need a new category, a Category 6, especially in the Western Pacific, where the storms tend to be even more extreme than here in the Atlantic, by nature of the fact that the Pacific is a bigger body of water.
And is it all about the water and the water being warmer now?
It is. 90% of the warming is going into the world's oceans, about 2 to 3% into the atmosphere, the rest into melting ice. So, again, you connect the dots. You might not necessarily say, well, this storm is the result of climate change, but we are seeing a warming of the world's oceans. And that warm water is the fuel, the jet fuel, that powers these typhoons and hurricanes. The warmer the water, the lighter the winds aloft, the greater the potential to intensify a storm.
All right. Very interesting and informative. Paul Douglas, meteorologist, we appreciate your expertise. Thanks for coming on.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, Lori.
Have a great day. Coming up, Money News.